Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 649, down 7 1/4. December 662 1/4, down 6 1/2. Soft September wheat is 560 3/4, down 7 1/4. December 579, down 7 3/4. September corn 357 1/4, down 6. December 368 3/4, down 5 1/2. March 381 1/4, down 5 3/4. July 396 3/4, down 5. August soybeans 1240 up 3. September 1094 down 2 1/2. November 1073 1/4, down 6 3/4. August soybean meal 389.40 up 140. August soybean oil 35.67 down 12. August live cattle 156.05 down 250. August feeders 219.35 down 197.5. August lean hogs 115.90 down 50. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start on the livestock side because it is down pretty hard today. Is this based off the fundamental news about Russia slapping some sanctions on U.S. Agricultural imports?
Well, I'm sure that's part of it. I mean, anytime everybody remembers the food fights that we had back in the 70s with embargoes and all this kind of stuff, sales moratorium. So anytime when you get into geopolitical tensions and then there's threats of imports or export restrictions on this commodity or the other commodity where you kind of get yourself into a trade war, that rattles the cages of anything. And, of course, the market that's the most vulnerable to that would be the big, you know, is the livestock prices, because we have, you know, been making record level moves to the upside and they're terribly overbought and got a lot of speculative interest in it. So that would be one that would be at least vulnerable to a meaningful type correction.
Turn our attention to the grains. You know, Dan, we've thrown just about every bearish factor we could even come close to thinking about at corn and soybeans over the last couple of months, essentially. And I don't know how much more bearish ammunition might be out there, but it is surprising maybe to some in the trade to see that corn and soybeans essentially are going sideways and are holding their support levels.
Well, we're trying to go sideways, and I think the reason why we have started going sideways is because the crop has stopped getting bigger. You know, look at your crop rating levels. They've either leveled off or have started losing a few points here and a few points there. So anytime you get the crop from stop growing, then prices have to kind of reflect that with a period of stabilization. My guess is the only thing that would be really missing, and I do agree that the market has taken a pretty good dose of big yield talk, and the market seems to be wanting to hold in here. I think there's still a lot of people that feel that this corn yield is going to go over the 170 bushel mark at some point in time, but they don't necessarily believe it's going to happen here on this August crop report. And the jury's still out probably on the soybeans. If these rains do materialize and in beneficial amounts, then maybe we can, you know, crank up that overall bean yield. But I think the jury's probably still out on that. The only peril that we probably have left to mix things up would probably be an early frost, and those are long shots. But maybe this year with the cooler than normal weather pattern, it might have increased chances. But it's still a long shot probably at this point in time. I suspect the markets have a tendency to make their tops and make their bottoms on some kind of panicness, highly emotional event of some kind. And I suppose that's the only thing that's maybe missing on the downside here in the commodity complex is just a complete shocker. Maybe USA will throw us a shocker and go way high on the yields and just go into a panic tailspin. Other than that, I think the market will probably, try to wait around for actual harvest to really get going and see what kind of hedge pressure comes into the marketplace. Farmers are probably going to be reluctant sellers early anyway, but if the crop is as big as what some people think it is, ultimately we're going to see movement into the pipeline either through basis contracts or DP contracts and that kind of stuff. And that's going to weigh on the market as we get into normal seasonal pressure as we get into October and November.
Well, certainly on the soybeans, one of the things keeping Novi beans at a 1072 level has been the pace of exports of new crop, also in the meal as well. And I wonder to what degree or when, maybe it might be the better question, will traders begin to fully look at corn exports as they begin to factor in what values are?
Well, corn exports, we do at least have a program. I mean, but it's nothing to write home about. And if you look around the globe, at least for right now, there's adequate supplies. A lot of the export program is going to be determined on what happens in the southern hemisphere over the winter months. I mean, that is what can really change the export picture. But at least for right now, when you sit, when most market analysts sit down and look at projections here and there and assume normal or average weather, whatever that is, there's a lot of competition for wheat around the world, and there is could potentially be some pretty stiff competition in corn if South America raises the corn crop that they're on tap to raise. But that is going to depend upon, you know, how that weather develops down there. For the time being here, this most of your export facilities down here at the Gulf are pretty much at capacity. They're unloading barges and loading vessels by as quickly as they can, and that's going to stay that way for a while, and we'll see how harvest, it appears harvest is going to be a little later, I think, than anybody anticipated, so there could still be some supply tightness occur toward, the middle part of September or before harvest really gets going, but the Delta area is going to supply the export market with a lot of beans and a lot of corn early because they don't have no storage, so they usually move everything across the scales.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick, hard red winter September wheat, 6.47 1/4, down 9, now down 8 3/4. Soft September, 5.60 1/4, down 7 3/4. September corn, 3.56 1/4, down 7. December, 3.67 3/4, now a half, down 6 3/4. August soybeans, 12.37 and three quarters, up three quarters. November, 10.71 and three quarters, down eight and a quarter. August soybean meal, 3.89.40, up 1.40. August soybean oil, 35.67, down 12. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.